The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
You don't know what hard times are, Daddy. Hard times are when the textile workers around this country are out of work and they got four or five kids and can't pay their wages, can't buy their food. That's hard times, baby.
Paige.
I love running, mainly out of patience.
And Fat Boy.
Call me crazy, but I thought when you step on a scale, it's not supposed to bleed.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rut blocks all day.
93.3.
The planet.
Rocks! Fat Boy, you've talked to these folks. Is there one particular one? Or have you just thrown them on hold and said, let's just see what happens?
You know what? Danielle's got an odd situation, I guess you could say.
Danielle. Yeah, now watch. This is going to be like Daniel E. And Fat Boy's calling this guy Danielle. Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Danielle. Thanks for letting me call.
Well, you're right. Hey, well, you're very welcome. You're very, you know, we've had a patch of real courteous callers and P1s when they call in. So thank you for that, Danielle.
No problem.
Yeah. So what's the, Fat Boy knows, what's this interesting situation that you have here?
So, I've been seeing a guy and I really like him and we're hanging out. Things are going great. And then out of nowhere, he just dumps me.
Just like that, just out of the blue?
Yeah, I asked him what happened, and after a week, he got back to me, and he's like, you know, I asked what changed, and you're not going to believe what he said.
Oh, God, don't say his genitals.
Wow.
I didn't even think
it's
about
happening
that.
These days, guys.
I hear.
Okay, what did he say? I'm sorry, Danielle.
He dumped me because of my teeth.
Your teeth?
Huh. Yeah. He said he couldn't get past my teeth, and I was like, are you serious right now?
I mean, how would he even notice? You got like,
well, you
got
dating somebody, you going to kiss them? You going to look into their mouth, maybe?
Makes sense.
You know, run a finger in there?
You got bad ones?
You like sucking fingers?
No.
Sometimes.
Yeah, go ahead. Danielle.
No, I mean, like, you know, they're not perfect, but they're not like falling out of my head or rotting or anything.
So what, do you have, okay, now you brought this up, and Daniel, we can't see you. If you want to email us a photo, theriseguys@AOL.com, because you're probably wanting some honest feedback here, I would imagine. Because, gosh, if you called for the All Advice show yesterday, this would have got totally bypassed because of all the mom prom drama and all that. Are you teethy, what they call teethy, where it looks like you have like too many teeth or like what's exactly going on with them? You got fangs or what?
I just, I got it like a crowded bottom row and my front teeth are like a little bigger than normal, but you know, it's noticeable, but I've never been dumped because of them. And you know, here's the thing. I have a great body. I work out. I eat right. I mean, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I'm kind of well built.
I don't think it's you.
I'm not making this sexual or anything like that, but like, are you, when people say you have a great body and you work out and you're fit, are you like muscular? Are you like ripped? Like, could you go and do a thing like, are you stacked, you know? Like, yeah.
You know, like, how stacked?
Yeah, I'd say stacked.
Are your boobs bigger than your muscles? I'm going to straight up ask you.
I'm a 34 double D.
Damn.
This man threw the whole thing away over some teeth. Like, I don't get it. Like, am I crazy for thinking that's ridiculous?
Man, I don't think you're crazy. But, and I also don't want to put it out there that looks are everything, but I'm not going to act like they're not at all because those people are, you're absolutely lying. Like, you can say it all. People can say it all day. They can say, but his heart.
Yeah.
Now, I like the thought of that. I think that's really nice. That's like when we get to heaven or whatever. Like, there won't be these earthly bodies, so we'll all be kind of the same in energy or whatever that means.
We'll be heavenly bodies like Gigolo Jimmy.
Jimmy Del Rey. I don't think you're crazy at all. I just think that, first off, here's this. I'm going to just be honest with you here, Daniel, is that for whatever reason, he wanted to break up with you, and that's the excuse he used.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to, that's what I think.
Yeah, because the fact that she's talking about her boobs means that she's not hiding the fact that she has them. So she's not trying to suppress them or minimize them.
True.
So
he should have noticed. I didn't even ask how big. She gave me the size. And that's like asking a woman her age. And how, are you older than your bra size?
How long were you going out? Just a couple?
Just a couple of weeks. But, you know, I thought it was going really well.
So if the teeth distract from the teat, something's going on.
Mm. Yeah. He's got somebody else. He's got a girlfriend.
Well, you don't necessarily know that either. Sometimes... maybe it's just like you ever like went out with somebody or just met a friend or you know, made a new friend? I don't at this age, but some people may.
You know,
you make new friends where you're like, you know, something about this just ain't right and I can't put my finger on it.
Uh-huh.
Like just something, I can tell this ain't going to work or blah, blah, blah. It might just be that thing. And then when you, did you say, hey, why? And he's like, it's your teeth. First off, excuse or not, he's a dick.
Yeah, he better be. Like, what is he like?
He could use, like, even if that is the truth, he could have been a man about it and said, you know, it's just not clicking for me. But now, not only is he like shut you down real fast, now you're like, I mean, what was it you said? You have crowded on top or bottom one? I would hope it's the bottom and not the top. I'd look.
Yeah, crowded bottom row.
I got five buck teeth, Gus. It's weird.
You took him off, dear.
Yeah, he's an ass H, first off. And secondly, he's just looking for an excuse to give you.
Because, maybe he's uncut and you made him nervous.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Is he in shape? That's a good question. You know, was this?
Did you hook
up
with him?
You know?
Yeah.
Did you have sex
with
him? Kind
of a dad bod.
Paige wants to know if y'all banged.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did.
He got what he wanted and moved on.
Maybe that's why he has problems with the teeth.
Yeah.
Ah!
He got what he wanted. Just move on. Go to the next
guy. You didn't listen to NWA, did you, Danielle? They always said, it don't matter, just don't bite it.
Nah. I mean, look, hopefully it doesn't stick with you for a long time that you said you've never been dumped because of your teeth. So.
Are you from Western North Carolina, perhaps Transylvania County? I'm going to bite your neck.
Do you hate garlic?
Don't text him anymore. Just move on to someone else.
Danielle, since you've already offered this information, you've offered your breast size without us asking. Can I ask two more questions?
Okay.
Your height and your age.
5'5" and 37.
Oh, wow.
Do you have plans Saturday?
Younger woman.
You sound like you're a lovely woman and you just went out with the wrong guy.
I like everything you've said so far. I need to see the teeth, to be honest.
Do you have to check her hooves, too? Because that sounds
her what?
Like, it sounds like, you know, the...
like you're checking out some merchandise.
Yeah.
Not
sliding
that's
her.
That's the theme of this, is like the dude allegedly broke up with her because her teeth, but she's like, I'm stacked. I got big old boobies.
Well,
wait a minute.
Here's the thing. He knew she had bad teeth before he had sex with her. And I think that's terrible. He should have not.
Oh, was it?
If there is something that made him not be attracted to her, he shouldn't have used her like that.
I have two more bonus questions. Did you just have sex the one time? And secondly, what size shoe do you wear?
Just the once.
Ah.
And I wear a size 7 shoe.
Okay, so what are you doing Saturday?
Good.
I like everything so far.
Do you have a kid?
Who'd you vote for? I'm just kidding. No, seriously, who'd you vote for?
I didn't vote.
Maybe if you have a kid, they scared him off. Like, I don't know.
So can I ask you a question?
This is the fourth bonus question, Daniel.
This is the last one, absolutely.
So you asked him what was wrong and how come he wasn't responding to you, and he told you that?
Yeah.
In those words. See, that's...
This is where we just have to be honest. He just wanted that, and he got it, and then he's gone.
Yeah, he just wanted sex
you know
you.
It. Right, Danielle? Danielle, you know that's it, and that sucks.
Yeah, start
and I'm not going to act like I've never done that before, but I'm more mature now. I call them to check in and see if they want to do it again from time to time.
He told a girl he was gay.
Well, I thought I was going to. Just because I didn't have the heart to break up with her, Danielle, because her father was slowly passing away. And I didn't want to be mean, but I was like, I can't be in this relationship no worse. I was going to straight up fall on the sword, proverbially, and say, you know what? I'm into women anymore.
Can I say something to you, Danielle? Don't let it hurt your feelings.
Bonus question.
Because we had a woman who sent in an email about a man that told a woman that he didn't like her nipples because they were inverted.
They were inverted nipples, and that was the excuse.
So this is how men treat women, and you can do better than what you had before.
Don't make this genderized.
No, I'm just saying that's just he should have not had sex with you if he didn't like the way you looked. Can't get past your teeth.
Danielle has politely, this text, Danielle has politely skirted your question three times, Matt, man. That's fine. I'll do it a fourth time. Danielle, do you have plans Saturday?
I do.
It's messed up.
I'm spending the weekend with my mom. It's Mother's Day.
You
know what you're doing right now, don't you, Danielle? You know what you're doing. I have to let that pass.
Are we talking like White Lotus type teeth here? I mean, like, you don't have anything like that going on.
I don't know that show. What does that mean?
No, but she's really pretty, that girl.
Yeah,
she's
she is. She got nice boobs.
She got like big teeth, though?
Yeah, she's got big front teeth. They were making fun of her on SNL, and it became a whole thing. Big overbite, huge.
I have big front teeth.
Big teeth.
What are you doing Memorial Day weekend? Okay, Danielle, thank you. You know, that was some brutal honesty, I suppose, but, like, I think down deep he kind of knew what it was. He got what he wanted. He bounced.
Yeah,
and that's a dumb excuse.
Yeah.
There's bad guys out there, and all they want to do is just have sex.
Hey.
Use them like you.
Hug on that mama and love on her this weekend. You know what I'm saying with that. And you know, Adam Matthew, if you ever want to, you know.
She'll probably call that guy back.
I'll tell you my foot size, too. I'm a 12. Yeah, 12.
You like that?
Yeah. 34 inseam.
Oh.
Oh, she hung up.
Jeez. Dang, man.
You just go hang up.
Like, the first time we're through all this blah, 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 I finally have been like, yeah, I'm going to use this show to try to get laid now, and then I get nothing.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Let's, Fat Boy, who is your, what number did you just hold up in the air?
Let's go to Danny.
Danny. Good morning, Danny. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Taylor's. I've called y'all before on the way home from work. I just pulled in the house.
Okay. I remember.
I just look at area codes, and I'm like, oh, that's an area code I don't know off the top of my head.
The Dirty T?
That's northern Mississippi.
Oh,
I've been here a long time. Just don't change my number.
I got you.
I think the mom is absolutely right.
Oh, wow.
Well, what is the point of view on that? And I'm not saying everybody's got their way of thinking, but why?
All right, let me put it to you this way.
Yeah.
If the boy is having personal trouble and he's trying to Mark Grace his way through it, the mom is not the place to do it because he's going to look like Mike Awesome from the final days of WCW.
Oh, my
remember
God.
That gimmick?
Fat chick thriller.
Oh, God.
I know, it's funny. I'm not kidding.
Oh, wow, man.
You
20 years, he's going to be looking back, and if he is, however she described him, I mean, that was a bit odd, but fine. Parents are parents.
You know, you referenced something.
There's a time to make a statement, and this isn't it. I mean, she might be, she's shallow, she's horrible. I hope she never has a daughter like that. You need to be honest with your kids. I was not a good-looking kid. I'm not a good-looking man. My old man never lied to me about that.
Yeah.
I said, boy, you're not going to get by on your looks. You got to find something else.
Oh. You know, you referenced something that not a whole lot of people know, but it's my favorite Mark Grace story. He called...
I was thinking about it. It's like...
So Mark Grace called big girls slump busters. So when he was when he was going through
it's
a slump...
Rough, but
I don't think he can hear your microphone. Do you hear
you
a fat boy talking?
Well, he's deaf then because something's wrong.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, I can't go ahead. I apologize.
No, it's fine.
Don't do it again.
No, don't apologize anymore either. All right, Fat Boy, hurry.
Well, Mark Grace is going through a slump. He'd hook up with fat chicks. He's called fat chick slump busters. He'd hook up with fat chicks on the road. Now continue.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
Lord. Danny, I see your point to that. I do. But I think that it's that that weird part of the world where we act like we want to see good things and positive things, but ratings and such show the opposite of, meaning Netflix shows, Datelines and all, even views on social media stuff. Like, the worst stuff is the stuff that gets over the most. And when this kid is like, now I will say, and this text just popped up, and I will say, and this kind of goes hand in hand, she was saying that usually girls are chasing him.
Yeah.
This person is saying, is there a chance? I'm not saying that about that.
Oh, come on.
I'm reading a text, and that's what we'll say about that. Is there a chance that the reason these girls are chasing him is that he's not into girls, and that's why he's going to the prom with two girls that he's clearly not interested in because he's not capitalized into girls?
That's a fair point.
You don't know.
No, that's absolutely fair. I was wondering that myself. It's like,
Danny.
That's weird protective coloring, but maybe.
Well, you don't know if there's somebody there that he wants to be with, so he's taking the two where they can spend time together and he can
but
make
that's
his move
screw
on somebody
them
else.
Up. Like,
I know.
And here's another good point, Danny. I'm in a weird way glad you said this. Like, at the end of the night, does he kiss them both?
The same time.
Like, I mean, it's so many questions. Who do you drop off first? Because if you drop me off first, young man, I think you can go pork the other girl.
Eating ain't
or whatever.
Cheating. We saw the shirt.
All right, Danny, thank you, my friend. You have a good morning.
No, thank you.
Over there in the dirty tea.
Are you home yet?
You
I am. I'm at the house.
All right, going in the house now.
Going now.
Yeah, have a good one. Bye-bye. Right,
see you, Danny. Now.
Thank you, baby.
Yeah, bye-bye. All right, see you, Danny. Hang up, seriously.
Oh, my goodness.
We can't hang up on you. It's like customer service.
It kills our rating. Would that work, what Paige is talking about?
You know how other radio shows, they'll just hang up on you and tell you goodbye off there. We don't do that because that's being a dickhead to you.
It really
is. You call in, we're not going to take your call and then hang up on you and say goodbye to you on the radio.
We let you
Whether
decide.
It slows down the momentum or not, we're not jerks in that way.
Could he use two big girls to make a hot girl jealous?
Yes, that's what I'm thinking he's doing.
That's just bad. He's using them.
It is bad, but you know what? Desperate people.
He mentioned Mike Olson, though, and I'm like, God, I instantly went back to that. But remember, he was driving the freaking school bus looking like the Partridge Family, and he was only into big girls, and they were literally calling him the fat chick thriller.
Oh.
He's dead now, too.
God, I forgot about that.
Yeah. I met him at ECW in Rock Hill after he got, like, a major concussion, and he kept asking us over and over again what city we were in.
Bless
it was like
him.
We're still Rock Hill, Mike Awesome.
Is Gertner still with us?
Yes. His neck though is still not good. Let's go. You want to go to Michael?
The Michael.
Hey, Michael.
What's up, guys?
Where are you calling from, Michael?
From Woodruff.
All right, very nice. Oh, we just read a text from Woodruff. That's right.
He's probably in NRE, to be honest with you. Not real.
No, I'm in Woodruff at Pizza Hut.
Oh, very nice. Hey. Waiting on the buffet to open up.
I love your breadsticks.
I'm the one that has the brain injury. I've called in before.
Oh, he died three times.
Oh, you're the guy who watched yourself dying. Oh man,
goodness.
What's up?
I did. Well, I just wanted to call about the man taking the two bigger chicks to prom and stuff.
Bigger.
Yeah.
Bigger.
They're big girls.
Yes. Large ladies.
Well, I mean,
and we don't know that it's even weight. They could be really be tall.
That's
like
true.
A Camilla Cardoso type.
That could be buff.
Well, I didn't say
I mean,
her name.
Like Jane Cogdill.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, the thing. But, maybe he's friends with the two girls.
Yeah.
And he just wants them to go and feel confident in themselves.
That's exactly what he told his mom. But mom is being all judgmental and even kind of the way Billy there was. Was it Billy? And it said...
what was his name?
God, he just called.
Oh, hey, just now.
Billy. The guy that
remember.
Just called that we remember.
The guy that just got home.
And he sets in the driveway and listens to us before he goes in the house.
God dang it.
It's Billy.
I think those are punks.
Well, if you know
Michael?
And we don't after what you've been through, Michael, that's embarrassing for us. Michael.
I mean.
But like.
What?
Like. What? Listen, I'm giving you a pass now because you've died three times. Michael, like, but he, what you're saying is absolutely right. Like, that's what he told his mom. Like, but mom was the one saying he's going to look back and regret this. But, yeah. I mean, go back and look at your social media memories from 4 years ago. Look at the clothes you're wearing. I get embarrassed. What I see crap I wore like 4 years ago.
You're probably just flying the colors. That's cool.
You know, it wasn't that. It wasn't Stars and Bars. I wasn't wearing the You Wear Your Ex, I Wear Mine shirt either. That was Paige.
But it's also different.
You had a Smokey Robinson shirt on.
You listen to music that you used to listen to, like early rap stuff was so corny. Or movies that you loved that you quoted that you were sick of it. Like, that's just the way time goes. And if he goes with a couple girls and if it makes their life or their moment or blah, blah, blah. And if he's getting chased by women, he'll live to get laid another day.
Or he's not thinking about any of
exactly.
this.
Exactly.
Or he's not
only that, but what if, just out of curiosity, what if, because of the way his mom is,
he's trying to secretly go with a bigger woman, and he's taking two of them because to him, it's glorious.
You know, that's an interesting question.
Assuming that we're talking about, I don't want to be too naive here. We are talking about high schoolers, but yes. Ain't really like all that like guaranteed to happen, right?
I have no clue. Oh my God! Are you okay?
You see the light?
Is that a heart monitor?
Are you an AFib? BTAC?
Are you male or female?
Shock the paddles,
Michael.
Charge
well,
of 600.
I'm a male.
I appreciate you. You know what? Not everybody answers that.
That's the first thing he answered after all that. He's like, "I'm a male." Michael, you're wonderful, sir.
Well, I mean, I don't know what to say.
Oh, no, dude, you're good. The phone, I don't know if you noticed or not, it sounded like your phone got
Welcome
slung out the window
light,
and
Michael.
It just went all over the place.
Welcome back to the light, Michael.
Do you see a little girl named Carol Ann, by the way? Tell her to go the other
go
way.
Go to the light.
Go the other way. All right. Michael, we love you, there. Brother. Have a good morning, sir.
I hope y'all guys have a good day.
All right, you too.
I don't know what have you said, but you have a good day.
Yeah,
bye,
you have seen me. You could
I'm not. You
home.
Are.
I don't think people can hear sometimes when the phone screws up like that. That they realized it. It sounded like his phone got run over by a car for a second. And then I heard like a, is he still there?
He's still there.
Michael.
What?
Michael!
He's supposed to hang up, Michael.
All right, Michael. Hang up.
All right,
for
love
real. You, Michael.
Oh. All right.
Love
all right,
you
have a good day.
Love
I'll,
you more.
I'll hang up now.
All right, bye,
all right,
Michael.
We'll see if you do.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Michael.
You are.
He's really
good. Hung up.
All right, cool. He's fun. Yeah, don't take any of that added jest, Michael. You told a great story that day, and we welcome your calls.
Don't put two breadsticks in your mouth like you some kind of garlic Dracula.
Don't do it under your yes, that's exactly the thing. It'll mess up your gum.
I don't do that.
Yeah,
don't put them in your armpits either, like you just stabbed yourself. Oh, I'm hurt.
No, but I know the cheese in your armpits probably smell the same, but don't do it.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Reset this thing, Fat Boy. About you called it. It's like the it's a new version of the Me Too movement.
Yeah, this was like a kind of like a splinter from it a little bit.
A splinter.
It's called the Boy Sober Movement. So women are pretty much saying like they value their peace of mind over the, you know, the game of pursuing, getting pursued, you know, meaningless sex, I guess you could say, relationships that don't go anywhere.
So like the voiceover thing, is that so they are saying like they're writing their own narrative? In other words, they're turning it from his story to her story.
I mean, that's one of the buzzwords they throw out there. But look, I've heard...
I see WNBA uses that, her story.
I've heard guys say, too, on these apps that, you know, women are... They're pretty rough on there, too, as far as, like, you know, having that attitude of, let me get some and get off of here. So you're kind of getting it both ways now.
You are, last weekend.
But at this one particular instance, this girl was tired of this guy, like, you know, saying, like, she didn't want to be caught up in his scheme. You know, they'd hook up, he'd use protection, he'd quit using it, like, during the same act. And she'd be like, you know, I'm not cool with that. He'd ghost her completely after he got what he wanted. But she had a couple situations of that happening.
But not all guys are that way, though. That's the thing. All right, 1-800-774-0093. Bunch of people wanting to talk about this. Let's go to, we'll just go in order, Amanda. Hey, Amanda.
Hey.
What's your last name? To Hug and Hold?
Do I have?
Hug and Hold?
I'm sorry?
Is your last name Hug?
No.
Okay, cool.
No.
Amanda.
It's not. It's,
all right. No, you don't have to say
I don't want to say it.
You don't have to.
So, yeah, so
you
I mean,
wanted to talk about this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as a woman in my, you know, latest 30s, if I had to start dating right now, I don't know that I would want to, honestly. I mean, I've had some really bad personal experiences along my dating journey, and men can be really awful. But, I mean, to be honest, they're pigs sometimes. Yeah. So I get it.
But, you know, women can movement, be lady pigs, too.
Go ahead.
I mean, they're
starting to give it back, like evening out a little bit. But I guess, you know, depending on what you want to look for, you go to certain places.
Right. Well, she's not.
Any movement. If you have those who, you know, abuse it, it just gets discredited.
Right.
But historically speaking, men have held power. Our whole system is based around men. Our laws were founded by white males. So, like, I
okay,
see,
now let's not victimize.
Honestly, it was. No, I mean, I can see where women at one point were property. They didn't have rights. They didn't have the right to vote. But, you
Betsy
know,
Ross things. Made the flag, okay?
She did, yeah. But like, you know, women were property. They had no rights. So, I mean, I can get where we're moving a shift along the way. And I think it makes men uncomfortable because they're used to being in charge.
Yeah, but wasn't there a time in history, and I could be wrong, but wasn't there a time in history where there were more queens than there were kings? Like, women were in power more so? I want to say, like...
I mean, there have been very powerful women kings. I mean, Elizabeth in England, and you had Corazon a couple of Egyptian queens.
Yeah.
Sorry?
So, Corazon Aquino, remember that lady? She had like a million pair of shoes. She was really mean.
Oh,
though.
Yeah. She was over in the Middle East somewhere, wasn't she?
Oh,
you
of
think?
Course, yes. Yes.
So,
yeah.
You probably...
But, I mean, there have been really powerful women, but overwhelmingly, it's not right. been the case, really.
Right. So, I imagine...
I mean, so I could see it.
I hear you on your mic.
Not
can you hear Fatboy talking when he talks?
Everything's said. Do I sound hollow?
A little bit. Y'all really sound different, though, on like this than the radio. It's really interesting.
Well, what's up?
Better or no? Does it sound better?
Better,
like
yeah. Your voices are like magnified. It's just interesting how different it is.
Because we were told they were hollow, so
yes,
I don't know.
We were told they were hollow. They may be talking about our feelings.
So you get a lot. I imagine you get a lot of Facebook messages. So do you not just want to?
I mean, do you not just want to look at them? I don't personally, but you know, I do get some things on TikTok where they'll be like, "Hey," and I just know immediately. You know, usually that "Hey" is just an invitation for "Hey, let me be your sugar daddy," or you know, some nonsense like that. And you just have to learn to, you know, ignore it, or it's scams. But which is another unfortunate thing that's really come out of the internet.
No crap.
But don't you kind of just want to indulge in one, like every once in a while, be like, you know what?
Yeah, just to mess with them, kind of. Yeah.
To mess with them, or just like get some strange. You don't do that.
Yeah, I mean, I have a son, so I really,
oh, okay.
I'm out of the dating game, but, you know, I just don't know that I would want to go back in at this age. I'm too old for that, you know.
You're in your late 30s. Like, you can't say that. And I get putting your kid first and all that. I do get that. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's just too much energy and time. You know, dating in your 30s is hard. It's just too hard.
Yeah. You know what's going to be harder is how you going to tell your son to pursue women when he gets to, you know, to the age to do it.
She
right.
Will you
I mean,
tell
I think
him to pursue
has to be,
women?
You have to respect women, and yeah. No does mean no. I mean, I think that is really something that needs to be emphasized.
What do you think about the thing about the guy or girl? I'm not quite sure. Was asking. They found out that their I think nephew was asexual this weekend. They wanted to know, are they homosexual?
I mean, I think everybody has some kind of like viewpoint on that. I mean, honestly, I don't profess to know that world. I mean, I'm not opposed to gay people. I've had transgender friends in college and gay and lesbian friends. Some of them claim to be asexual, but I didn't really understand it. And, you know, I didn't feel like it was appropriate to ask either.
Some people
can get really weird about it.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for asking your opinion, Amanda. Amanda, does it bother you that the word man is in your name?
No, not really. I mean, my dad picked his name after the Boston song Amanda, so, you know.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's a good thing to be named after, but thank y'all. Y'all have a good morning.
You too, Amanda. Oh, thank you. Amanda. I still feel... I mean, again, I don't profess to know the stuff either, but I think, like, the asexuality stuff is, like... Like, she was kind of saying, like, she doesn't... She's... It's too much of a hassle. I'm not saying I am. I'm not. I love women. Oh, I mean, I love them. I'm horny. But you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's like you're judging them all. But again, I think she's also putting her child first. So I get that. With what people are saying on text, the asexual stuff, not that everybody's agreeing with my take on it, but it's like you're neither one. You're not part of the LGBTQ+ or... You're not heterosexual. You are asexual. They're like, it's like a third party system, you know, in politics.
But when you take the two sexes, you know, there's the commonality is, you know, they want to have sex.
Yeah.
So if you're asexual, is it like you just don't care?
Well, that's the thing. All right. So let's go in order here. Because we are kind of all over the board, but there's a bunch of different splinters of this. So we'll shelf the asexual thing.
Only because we... Okay.
Well, no, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, only because we knew somebody who was described to us as that. And for me, it didn't really like fit the mold, because I would be like, this person is definitely one or the other. And we saw the guy kind of in an intimate, like a little situation in the bathroom, maybe. And like, we're talking about like a stud missile. So how could you have that and be called asexual?
Because you just don't have, I still think down deep, again, this is just an opinion, I think down deep it's somebody who's been wronged over and over again, and they just swear it off. But I think by just claiming that, you're giving up hope that you might find that special someone.
That could be it, too.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.